the leader of the ACCF Glasgow. He's a lecturer at Victory Christian Centre Bible College. And I guess in his spare time, he's also an NHS orthopaedic surgeon. So let's welcome Kenneth to the stage.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Praise God. God is good. All the time. I've been wired twice. Wired here. Buy one, get one free. Heavenly Father, thank you because you are a good God. My God, I magnify you and adore you. My God, you take the glory. We have nothing but you. In Jesus' name. He paid it all, and we owe him all. That means it really touched me a lot. Our God is a good God. Without Easter, our faith is gone. But he is a good God. And today, if you don't mind, I'm very restless. You know, I jump here and there. So bear with me. Bear with me. And for those of you on YouTube, on the internet, may God bless you. And may you realize the reason related to the God that has been risen in Jesus' name. And I will go by the slides. Because I talk fast and I use my Nigerian and Scottish accent, he can also read through the fence. All right. Next slide. Please, I mean. There was a lecturer that asked a student to write an essay on the greatest living man. Then one of the students wrote an essay on Jesus Christ. Then the lecturer went and told him, no, you understood the question wrongly. I said the greatest living man. So the student went and told him, he is alive. Jesus is alive. Harry Houdini. I was reading about Harry Houdini. He died in November 29th, 1936. Harry Houdini is an escape artist. They will put him in a bag, wrap him around, put him in the water, he will escape. They will tie him around, put him in a can and seal him, he will escape. They will put Harry Houdini in a maximum prison in Washington, D.C., well sealed, well guarded. 30 minutes later, Harry Houdini was outside. And he managed to send all the other prisoners from one cell to another. In fact, he is an escape. In fact, his biography that was written said he can escape from anything except your memory. He can escape. But Harry Houdini, on the 29th of November, 1936, died and stayed dead. He couldn't escape. Well, there is someone that had made a great escape from death, and his name is Jesus. That is him. He made a great escape from Jesus. And what we're going to do, I'm going to flip through. Because he arose from dead, there are five things because he arose. Because he paid our debts, there are five things. And all of this will be looked at in Acts of the Apostle 4:1-20. We're going to go through it. Because he's risen, we'll find this thing too. All other leaders of all other faiths, they are dead and they remain dead. But he is the only one that has risen. Next slide. Because there are five, there may be more than five. But for today, I'll give you five. Tomorrow, I'll come and give you another five. Praise God. God is good. And all the time. I give you, I love you. I love all of you to bits. You're all good. There are five. Because he arose, there are five things. And these five things I want to bring out will be in the Acts of the Apostle 4:1-6. 1-20. You go to see. And number one thing, because he arose, is that his persecution continues. His persecution. And we'll read some of these Bible passages for me. Brother Eugene, if you can take this and read for me, Acts of the Apostle. 4, 1 to 3. Acts of the Apostle, 4, 1 to 3.
Praise God. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, reading from verse 1. The priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. I'm sorry.
Acts
of Apostle
4, 1 to 3.
That's what I'm
reading. Yeah, that's fine. Keep the mic, yeah, because keep it there. Because I know you're going to help me do it. I mean, the apostles were persecuted because, sit down, but I said, sit down. Because one great miracle has happened. And the miracle has happened, if you open to Acts of Apostle 3, you don't need to read it, but you can read it. Acts of Apostle 3, 10, if you look at Acts of Apostle 3, 10, you will see that they have healed a leper, somebody like this. And because of the healing that they've received, they decided to persecute him. And because of this persecution, you can read Acts of the Apostle. Because of this persecution, Acts of the Apostle 4:10, because they preached the risen Christ, they were persecuted. You said no, why was I've said that Christ is being persecuted? His persecution continues. But is the apostle? No. Once you are a born again, once you are persecuted, it is Christ that is being persecuted. In Acts of the Apostle 9:5, when Paul became Saul, that became Paul on his way to Damascus, he was going to persecute the Christians. And what happened to him when he fell on his way to Damascus? God said, "Paul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am Christ's risen one." So when you are persecuted, it is Christ that is being persecuted. And because of the miracle they have done, and if you read Acts of the Apostle for me, Acts of the Apostle 4:10, they were worried about this miracle. And the miracle has happened because of the risen Christ, Brajin. You can sit down and read it. I mean, I know we can see you. Nah, it's my brother, that's where I deal with him.
Praise God. Yeah, once a student, always a student. He was my tutor when I was in Bible college. He has never let me go. Acts of Apostles 4:10. Then notice, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed.
Know all ye that this miracle has happened because of the power of Christ, whom you crucified, and is risen again. That is why. So once you believe in God or believe in Christ of his resurrected life, the persecution will continue. The persecution will continue. And it all happened because of a miracle. Thank you. Yeah, no, yeah, that's fine. Thank you for me. Number two, because he has risen, the preaching is convincing. His preaching is convincing. Let's go to House of the Apostle. Rajin, go to House of the Apostle. Sit down. Don't stand up, please. Please. No, please. I know he's going to stand up. Please. House of the Apostle 4:4.
Acts of Apostle 4:4. But many who heard the message believed. So the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000.
Every day, maybe I will preach and 5,000 people will repent. The Bible says that many that heard him. What did they hear? The apostles were preaching about the resurrected Christ. And because they heard it about him too, they said that 500 people were. His preaching continues because he is risen. His preaching continues because all other people are dead. All others are dead. See, not me. I cannot change you. I cannot make anyone believe. Not by my words. Not by my own. Not by the pastor. Not by the teacher. not by anybody, but you must have a personal encounter with the Lord and you remain changed. And it is its preaching that will make it change. It's preaching that will make it change. These are all uneducated fishermen. The apostles, they're all fishermen. So what has happened? What has happened? The power of Christ, resurrected Christ, that is in them that has made them risen. In Red Square, in Moscow. If you go to Vladimir Lenin tomb. If you go to his tomb, you see a military here. They are guarding the place in Red Cross in Moscow. They are guarding the place. And if you go around it, there's a placard that is written on the tomb of Vladimir Lenin in Moscow. And I'm going to read what is written there for you. He was the greatest leader of all people, of all country, of all time. He was the Lord of the new humanity. That's their lives. I don't want to call him rascal, but their lives, Vladimir Lenin in his tomb. If you look at the word, he was, and he's still there in the tomb. But we have a God that wasn't there. He's risen and above. And that's who we celebrate. There's no other God except him. He is the risen one. Our God is not worse. The God said, I am the one that has risen. And without me, I am the way, the life, and the truth. That is the only God that we serve. Jesus said, I am the liveth, and I live forevermore. You must have a personal encounter with the Lord before you know his power. He is a good God, and nothing can keep him there. And the apostles were all persecuted because they were talking about the living God. And because they are speaking about the risen God, his preaching continues. And number three, that's good. Leave it there. We'll go to the next slide. After that, I'm going to say, no. Okay, that's fine. Leave it there. That's for me. I love those boys. I love, may God bless all of you. before I tell you, it's power. Before I go to the next one, I'm just moved. I need to sing a song for you. I'm very conscious about time, and I'll finish on time. In fact, I'll finish 5 minutes early so that when I come back next time, I will add that to the next time. Psalm 23. I'll come to one. The next thing is that because he is risen, because our God is not in the grave, the Bible says that his power is confronting. I'll sing a song I told you before I go on to, and Psalm 34. You can open it in your phone and iPad and iZ and iPhone and whatever. I will bless thy Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in thy Lord. Thy humble shall yet thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify thy Lord with me, and let us exalt his holy name together. I sought thy Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. That's the God that we serve. Will we trust him? And we will find him. And he will deliver us from all our fears. He is a good God. Our sister's testimony was good to me. I love my sister that was baptized. She was lost, but found. That is the God that we serve. Now, because he lives, his power confronts. Because he has risen, his power confronts. These apostles, in fact, Jesus Christ himself was killed, or he was taken to the cross by the Pharisees and Sadducees and all the theologians to him. They took him to the cross. And while he was on the cross, nailed, they were mocking him and said that, if you are the Son of God, come down. To me, I feel they were a little bit dumb. They could have gone to the tomb and said, if you are the Son of God, come out. Then they will see him on the third day. I mean, they could have taken it that way. So, Brother Eugene, 4:5-11, please.
Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, 5-11. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what authority?
Stop there. Thank you. And now they came to question him. They are questioning him. By what authority did you raise this man or heal this man? Go on, Brother Eugene.
By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them.
Stop there, Brother Eugene. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, and now told them about Easter. He didn't tell them about whoever. Not by Peter. Peter was instead very humble, and Peter refused to take any glory for the healing. He refused to. And they asked him, by which authority did you heal? Oh, thank God for Easter. Kaboraka sekebra. If not for Easter, we are gone. Without Easter, our faith is gone. All other rulers of all other religions, they are dead and they remain dead. But he is the only one that has conquered. And going, Brother Eugene.
Verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and had been asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified.
Yes, and Easter.
But whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you as healed.
Thank you. This man has been healed from you by the name of the one who you crucified, and Easter brought him up. They are preaching the name of the resurrected Christ. You know what the resurrected Christ? And I talked about persecution. See, it cannot persecute a dead man or a dead woman. It can only persecute a live person. So that's why Jesus is alive. That's why the persecution continues. And that's why his preaching continues. And that's why his power confronts them. And number 4 will be, next one, his presence is compelling. The presence is compelling. Go, I mean, Brother Eugene, 4:13, please.
4:13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
Peter himself, there, a couple of weeks ago, Peter himself, when Christ himself was being taken through Pontius Pilate and was being taken across, and he was carrying the cross, and the disciples were following him, a housemaid saw him. You look like Peter, one of the followers of Christ. Peter swore, ah, that man, I don't know him. Peter said, not at all, I don't know him. That man, in fact, he almost forgot God's name, Jesus' name. He said, that man, I don't know him. But a maid on his way to Calvary. But now Peter himself has seen him. He has been resurrected, and they've seen him alive. Now look at Peter, telling them, it is you that crucified him. It is by his name. Boldness came unto them. Peter became bold because he has had an encounter with the living God. And you have, what we need is an holy boldness. And holy boldness is when you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter changed. He was the one that the maid was telling him, look at you. You look like, no, I don't know him. But when he had an encounter, you see, I cannot make you change. Pastors here cannot make you change. The church cannot make you change. But it's Jesus. When you have an encounter with him, our sister here that was baptized, she has an encounter with him, and her life remains changed, and it remains so for her. That's a beautiful one. See, even the 11 apostles, they couldn't change Thomas. They couldn't change Thomas. 11 of them, they couldn't change him. We have seen the risen Christ. Thomas said, "You are joking. I want to see this. I want to see this and this." Thomas said, "No." Even 11 of them could not. But not until Thomas has an encounter with him. He said, "My Lord, my Lord." We have an encounter. I don't know what you are. I don't know what you need. I don't know what is the problem. I don't know what is bothering you. But what you need is an encounter with the risen one. Today is Easter. And if you have an encounter with him, your life will never remain the same. That I can bet you. Not by my speaking. Not by what I do. Not by what I do. If it is only that that brought me here for this Easter, let God take the glory. If it is because of only one life here that you have an encounter with the Lord, it is worth it. It is worth it. I tell people in the Bible college where I teach, and I've been doing it for 15 years, I do it. To God, I give the glory. I do it without pay, and I don't want. No, true. I do it without pay. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing it. But I've said that in my whole life in the Bible college, if all these years I've been teaching, if it is only one thing, only one life that was saved because of my teaching, it is worth it. It is worth it. If you are the only sinner here and everybody is righteous, Christ could have still come to save you. That's how his love is for us. That's how his life for us. So don't say you are useless. You are never useless. You are never useless. You are useful. You are wonderfully and fearfully made in his image. He is a good God. He's risen. He paid it all. We owe him all. Don't give up. I don't know what you are going through. Don't give up. See, if once you become a Christian, you see, the hell will break loose and send all the hammer. You go through difficulties, but you go through. See, being a Christian is not honey without bees. You be stink. You get the stink of the bee. But you know what? Our God is there to see you through. Our God is, no matter what you go through, our God will see you through. If you read the Bible, you see a place he said, it came to pass. It came to pass. What you are going through now came to pass. It came to pass. This is not a bus stop for you. This is not a bus stop for you. This is not a bus stop for any of you there. It came to pass. Those that are watching on the internet and YouTube, this is not a bus stop for you. It came to pass. It is Easter and it is good with you. Our God is a good God. And they have an encounter. They spend time with the resurrected Christ. Next one, please. Spending time. How do you know? How will you know? How will you have an encounter with him? The way to have an encounter with him is to have a personal relationship. Is to spend time with him. Spend time with him. What we need is an epidemic of holy boldness. Holy boldness. That's what we need. And we can only get this by spending time with him. Because he is risen, his persecution continues. Because he is risen, the preaching continues. Because he is risen, it's compelling, or his power is confronting, and his preaching is compelling. And number five, because he is risen, the people confess. Because he's risen, and I'll show you that now. Why do people translate? Regine, 14, 20. Start from 14 to 20. 20.
Acts 14.
Acts 4, sorry, my apologies. Sorry, my apologies. Acts 4, 14 to 20. Thank you.
But since they could see the man who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. So they ordered them to withdraw from the Sanhedrin and then conferred together. What are we going to do with these people? They asked. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows they have performed a notable sign, and we cannot deny it. But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name.
Hold up, before I read the next one. The next one is 20, am I right?
No, the next one is 18.
18, all right, before you go on. Now, they have seen a notable miracle has happened. And everybody is talking about it in the town that, oh, these apostles, those followers, those fishermen, they've healed somebody. And the Pharisees and Sadducees and all the theologians have noticed this. Now they called them and said, look, what are we going to do to them? Let us take them into the inner room and caution them not to do what? Go on now. Not to do what?
Not to preach in Jesus' name.
Not to preach in Jesus' name. We'll go on the next one.
Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus.
Stop here before I reach one. Now, before I read the next one, they've called them in again. Don't teach. Don't do anything. Now, look at the boldness of the people. When I'm talking about the people, I'm talking about the apostles. Now, the next verse we are going to read, you see the boldness, or the confession of his people. Go in, Brother Jane.
But Peter and John replied.
Peter replied.
Which is right in God's eyes?
Yes.
To listen to you or to listen to him? You be the judge.
Now they said, should we listen to you? Or listen? Oh no, I love Peter's boldness. May Peter's boldness come upon us. I love him. To who? They weren't bothered about. Even if he take them and put them inside the cell, they are not bothered about it. They now become bold. Why are they become bold? Because they have an encounter with our living God. I heard about a story about demons. I mean, I don't know if it is true, but I'll say it. I heard about a story about demons. One demon was speaking to another demon, and we said, if these theologians, these Pharisees and Sadducees, if they let Jesus Christ out of that grave, hell help us, heaven will break loose. And it is, heaven had broken loose. Even the demons know that Christ coming out of that grave alive, they are in trouble. So please, what you are going through, please, no. Nobody should tell you that when you become a Christian, it's all honey. No. You go through difficult times, but you know what? It came to pass. You will get victory. The Holy Spirit will give you power to endure the difficult times. And believe me, I have gone through difficult times in life, but God has been faithful. He is faithful. The mistake you will make is to leave his presence. Because the Bible says, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. That is the only place you can have it. That's the only place you have it. That's the only place you have it. So you need to have an encounter with him. And you need to be a witness too for him. You need to be a witness. And a witness is someone that has seen and heard. That's to be a witness. When you go to the judge, when you go to the court too, do you know why when you go to the judge, when you go to the court, they put the Bible in your hands, they do it now. I don't know now that. We need to try and make sure the Bible come back again. They put the Bible in your hand and you swear by the Bible that whatever you say is truth and all that you say is true. Do you know why they do it? The reason they do it in this. If the judge and the jury let you go free, he will get you. God will get you. God knows the truth. That's why they allow you to swear with the Bible. Because it can deceive anybody. But they can't deceive. They can't deceive the Bible. That's why they let you swear the Bible. If the judge miss it, the jury miss it, he will get you. That's why you swear with it. I know you say, that is it. So our God is a good God. He is all-knowing God. He's all-knowing God. And he is a good God. I don't know. I told you I'm going to give you 5. I won't give you 6. I'm going to give you 5. I don't know what you are going through. But I want to say this, to try and wrap it up, and I told you I won't be long. Jesus Christ is risen indeed. Let's get that in our hearts and in our minds, because he is alive. The persecution of you, of us, will continue. You see, people want to hear about the baby Jesus. They want to hear about the baby Jesus. They want to hear about the Christmas and everything. But they don't want to hear about the Jesus that has said, that is wrong. Your way of life is wrong. change and do this. They don't want to hear the risen Christ, but they want to hear about the baby Jesus. You can't get the baby without the risen one. You need both of them. You need both of them. His people are still being persecuted today. When they persecute you, in fact, now, with the hand and the feet of Christ is the church. And the church is being persecuted because he lives. Because he lives. His power is still in the world, confronting, doing things. His presence is compelling. I cannot explain, and I cannot deny, and I cannot ignore, but Christ lives. Now I will end up. Next slide. And that's, and the next, no, stop there. No, go back again. Thank you. I know. Thank you. And now, Jesus lives. Do you exist? Do you live? Don't tell me I'm asking, do you exist? No. I'm not asking, do you exist? What I'm asking, do you live? Do you live? Jesus said to his people, whose hearts were already pumped up, he said all those things. Now, do you live? Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. How do you get this life? The living God impacts it when you trust him. He will impact it until you trust him. Remember, thou shalt confess, the verse that says that thou shalt confess your sins, or thou shalt confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus is Christ, and believe in him with your heart and your heart that he was risen from dead, and you shall be saved. Now, do you live? Do you live? Next slide. Do you live? We have to pray now to invite Christ into our heart. I've said it. Today is an Easter. Thank God for Easter. And because he's risen, we'll be persecuted. His preaching will continue. His presence compelling. His power confronts. And the people confess. This is going to happen. But I want you to pray. And we are going to pray all. We are going to pray now. You don't need to stand up. You can say this in your heart. You can say it too. Dear God, I know that you love me. And I know that you want to save me. Jesus, you died to save me. And you promised to save me if I will trust in you. I do trust in you. I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that God raised you up from dead. I confess that you are Lord. I trust you as my Savior. Come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. Save me, Jesus. Save me today. I don't know if you have said this and preached this. If you have said these prayers, then thank him. Thank him for saving me, God. Thank him. I don't deserve it. You can thank him by saying, I don't deserve it, but I receive it by faith, like a child. You are now my Lord, my Savior, my God, and my friend. And my Lord, because you died for me, help me to live for you and not to be ashamed for you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Kaboraka Seke Brakuba Rike Seke. My God in heaven, I put my brothers, sisters, friends, all of them here into your hands. Is there anyone that wants to have an encounter with you? My God, let today be the day of turnaround. My God, do it. Do it. Because you've risen, we have faith in you. And you are a faithful God. And our life will never remain the same. May you and you alone be glorified in this Easter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remain blessed. Personal decision to have an encounter. Our leaders are here. our pastors are here, please feel free to have an encounter for him. And just before the banks, from the African and Caribbean Christian Fellowship, I want to say thank you so much for having us to use this hall. May God bless you and encourage you. And may you not lack for doing this for us. King's Church, please be blessed in Jesus' name.